with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Beautiful as you feel, she is beautiful all the time, and whenever she walks in the room, everybody just lights up. That's Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. I was just trying to post something. I probably went.
She's
got
busy
out,
all the time.
No, really
now.
Weird, because I was like, hey, texting your questions to News Radio 1620.
There you
it's always
go.
The most fun when people actually ask questions.
Absolutely.
So we can make sure to be answered. They want to know.
Yeah. Well, for the next half hour, we talk about the real estate and the market here in the Pensacola area in Northwest Florida. So if you do have a question for Christina, she truly is one of the experts around here. 850-437-1620. One of my favorite things, she has a great Facebook page.
Yes, so like Facebook and Instagram. I love her, keep everyone updated.
She's
on
got
things.
That media background, so she does a lot of videos and stuff. And I want to tell you, I hadn't told you this before, your videos are actually really good.
Oh, thank you.
There's a lot of people that are doing them. I'm thinking, no, you probably shouldn't be doing this.
Aww.
But Christina's one, because you were in TV for so
many
years.
Well, when I got into real estate, everyone kept telling me, you need to do video. And I didn't want to. I was like so burnt out. I was don't want to do video.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to put on makeup and do things like that.
Right.
And then finally I was like, you know what? I probably should use a skill I already have.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a long time I was just talking about real estate stuff.
Being
like, oh, here's what an appraisal is. Here's this. And it was kind of boring, I'll be honest.
I thought you did a good job with it.
Unless you were buying a house,
right.
Then you cared.
Right.
Like, if you weren't buying a house, you're like, swipe. Like, I don't need to know what an appraisal is. I don't care what the interest rates are. So I went to a conference and they said, stop talking about boring real estate. Talk about the community.
Because
that's something everyone cares about.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening in the community is so closely tied to real estate.
Of course.
You know, you zig and that zags in real estate. If you're seeing a road being improved,
mm-hmm.
The Hard Rock, by Reverb. I mean, all that stuff does impact real estate. So that's fun for me. And when I started doing this, I was like, okay, I'll do this video, but I'm only going to talk about happy things. I'm not going to talk about sad things.
That's what it is.
I'm
like
not going to be
yeah.
negative. Because
you.
When you are in news, I've had enough of that for a lifetime.
Yeah, it's hard. That's tough. I mean, I always feel for the reporters that have to report some of the really tough stuff sometimes.
Totally. But yeah, I just talk about the fun stuff, unless it's sad real estate stuff. I mean, we'll be honest about that. We'll be honest about the market. But yeah, just talking about fun things. But what we've been doing, this is really, really fun. So the Parade of Homes is coming up in August.
That's exciting.
And so they've asked me, they're like, Christina, we would love for you to do a sneak peek of the Parade of Homes and put it on social media.
Oh, how fun.
So I've been out there looking at these gorgeous homes and we're putting them on. And so I want you guys to check it out.
Okay. Because
it's a really cool event. There's going to be about 35 homes on the Parade of Homes. It's in Escambia County and Santa Rosa County. I'm sure at some point they'll come on the radio and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But for what I'm doing is I want to make it fun, of course. I don't want to be like, okay, here's a boring house tour.
Mm-hmm.
They're gorgeous homes, so it's kind of hard to make those boring. But I was like, I want you guys to guess the price.
Right.
So I'm not telling you the address or the price at first. I'll post it the next day. And then whichever home gets the most shares is going to win the Showstopper Award.
Oh, how cute.
That's what I'm calling it.
Okay.
And the prize, because I wanted something free for me, but very valuable to others, is a magic show with my husband.
Oh, he's so talented, too.
He is like one of the best magicians in the world. He charges a ton of money. So like a private dinner magic show with your friends, family, coworkers. And because he's my husband, I got to kind of voluntell him. That's what you're going to do. Because I wanted it to be a fun award. Because I mean, he charges, like, he gets flown to like weddings in Chicago.
Wow.
He has like, 70,000 followers. Like, he's a big deal.
Wow.
It's not your like kid's birthday party magician.
Right, right.
He's,
what's like, what is his name?
Milan the magician. So that is going to be the award, the prize for the builder. So look at the videos and share your favorite ones so they can delight their family with magic.
Excellent. I love this.
Yeah.
So it's just on Facebook, Christina Leavenworth.
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the places.
All the places. Okay. You said you were going to have a prize. I got all excited. I thought you were going to give away a house.
I know. I was thinking. I was like, how could we do that?
Oh, my God.
That would be so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So if anybody wants to give away a house, reach out to me, and we could figure out some really fun things to do. If you're a business or something, mm-hmm. we could do some fun marketing to give away a house.
Can you imagine?
I know.
That'd be so amazing.
I know. You know, you put it out into, you know, give it to God.
That's right. Put in the universe. Yeah, law of attraction.
Yeah, and right? Yes, we'll be giving away houses next week, Meg.
I am so in, except I might have to quit my job so I could win the house.
I know.
Because I can't
exactly.
take, you know, any gifts as a radio station. There's all the rules now.
Yes.
But I would probably take a leave of absence to win the house.
I think that sounds like a good plan.
Okay. If you've got an idea or maybe you've got a comment or a question about real estate, Christina Leavenworth is here. She's with the Leavenworth team, of course, at Leavenworth Realty. So the text number to text in is 850-437-1620. So to get a little more serious, so how is the market right now? I mean, it's hot. We've just had the Blue Angels. Our focus has been on so many other things. But this time of year, a lot of people are moving, transitioning. The kids are out of school. Maybe they've changed jobs.
So we are in PCS season. So that is a permanent change of stations for military families.
Right.
So, I mean, it's kind of going on all the time, depending on what branch you're in and whatnot. But this is kind of that PCS season. So we have mm-hmm. some people right now that are moving. So their homes are coming on the market because they're leaving, you know, NAS
sure.
Pensacola. We have people coming in. Mm-hmm. Typically, though, we do see July and early August to be a slower time because people's minds are on summer. It's
of
on
course.
The vacation, getting kids back to school. They're trying to make the most of these last few weeks of summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then once kids go back to school, we see it kind of tick back up again. For us, I mean, it's been our busiest year ever by
wow.
far.
That's so interesting.
However, I know that's not the case for everyone,
mm-hmm.
but we're very creative. We're very like aggressive, whether it's getting a home sold or helping a buyer. And you have to be. You
right.
really have to be. If you think this is still 2021, it's not going to happen. I mean, yesterday we had a sweet, sweet family talk to us, and their home is worth pretty much what they paid for it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So with all the fees and stuff, they'd have to bring money to the table. And so we hooked them up with a great person who can help them rent it out. And we just tell them the facts. And,
oh, that's
and
good.
We go through everything with them. We're here to be honest. We're here to just lead with, you know, integrity.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most important thing. Whenever people do like run into us and like, oh my gosh, we hear your name everywhere. You have such a good reputation. That is so important and special to me. Like,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing we would ever do to jeopardize that because I mean, it's your most valuable asset.
Of course it is. And you've earned it. And then credibility is everything.
Absolutely. So, I mean, so we'll tell people often. And so we told her, like, this is what you'd be bringing to the table. Or you rent it for a year or two. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, she doesn't have to sell till January. So we're going to touch base at Thanksgiving.
Right.
But
that's
it's
smart.
Because, I mean, she's going to be with the two kids and two dogs by herself because her husband's, you know, moving. She needs to get her ducks in a row. And
right.
she's on top of it. She's like, I need to know before he leaves what I'm doing so I can have his help now.
Right.
And so I told her, I'm like, you're good now. You're good. You have us or you have the rental. You're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay, I'm good.
Oh, what a great. And that's a gift. You can't even put a price on that peace of
100%.
Mind.
100%. Because she was like, do I need to do things? I'm like, nope, everything looks good. Just
wow.
get it vacant and we'll do the rest.
Good for you.
Yeah, but no, I mean, the market has been interesting. I saw a stat yesterday that said foreclosures are up 21%.
Really?
So I sent
that's
that out. I'm involved in a lot of real estate groups across the country with some of the top like real estate teams. And I was like, what are your thoughts on this? And then they broke down the data even more. Well, foreclosures have been almost nearly zero. So a 21% increase of zero, I mean, it's hardly anything. It's not you're going zero to 21%.
Right.
It's just this, like, tiny, like, if it went from zero to 1%, that'd be 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there's some misleading guidelines out there.
Right.
So we still have record low foreclosures right now. We're not seeing a whole lot of that. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, it's busy. I mean, if buyers want a home, we can get them in.
Mm-hmm.
If sellers want to sell, we're helping so many people that have tried to sell their homes with other agents and couldn't.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe those agents just didn't, like, really understand this market
mm-hmm.
well enough or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they just also didn't have the guts to say, your home's overpriced. Or,
right.
you know, we got to make a move here. And we've been able to move a lot of those homes and get them into a better situation.
Well, also for you, you have the advantage that you have the resources available from Levin Rinke.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
They have been here a long, long time, great reputation, certainly know all the ins and outs of the market here. And so you have, if you don't have the answer, someone there is going to have the answer.
100%. I mean, it just supercharges us, mm-hmm. having the resources and the leadership of Levin Rinke Realty behind us. And again, like a good realtor, there are going to be times you're stumped.
Right.
You're going to go, ooh, I don't know about that one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a good realtor doing enough business, and that is the great thing with having, you know, Levin Rinke and having our team going, okay, here's a new one. What do you think we do here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I talked about this one. So we had an appraiser who wrote on the appraisal, house smells like cat pee.
Oh, gosh.
And that was the first time this has ever happened.
Oh,
and it
gosh.
Also didn't smell like cat pee. So we had like 4 ozone generators running. We had
this
going. We had it deep cleaned like 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
That appraiser just had some sort of smell going on. That deal ended up falling apart
because of
it. We had a contract the very next day. It closed in 3 weeks.
Huh.
That second appraiser didn't smell a thing. Like, how weird is that? I mean, we did and again, that's just one of those things. That one wasn't meant to be.
Do you think it was someone just trying to bring the price down?
No, I mean, the buyers wanted it.
Oh,
the buyers wanted it. And the appraiser, so there's conditions they put in there.
Sure.
Sometimes if they see wood rot, they go, the wood rot has to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you see that are big, this window needs to open.
Sure.
Huge crack in driveway, safety issue.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll put these conditions in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't remove those conditions, the buyer can't get to closing. So the buyer didn't have a choice. The buyer wanted the house.
Right.
So, I mean, I know, isn't that the craziest thing?
Yeah, I love these stories,
though.
Yeah, seen it all.
All sorts of crazy stories. We're like, that's a new one.
Okay.
And every time, and it's always like, oh, that's weird. When you think you won't get a new one, you get one.
Okay, we've got some questions coming in on our text line. If you've got a question or comment for Christina, 850-437-1620. Could you explain a little bit more about the process of foreclosure and buying a home that's foreclosed? I know nothing about it.
Okay.
So, unless you want to go there.
It's a loaded question.
Mm-hmm.
So when homes are truly, so if you're on Zillow and you see pre-foreclosure,
right,
that is fake news.
Oh.
It's completely fake news. They have some sort of notice. Maybe the seller's late on their payment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they've missed one payment. Something is flagged in their algorithm, like something's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes totally nothing is going on. So it's totally fake news. There have been no filings, nothing. So when people call us about that, it's like there's nothing we can do.
Right.
There's a difference between short sales and then foreclosures.
Oh.
So a lot of times both of those are listed like normal homes.
Mm-hmm.
The foreclosure banks, they get agents like us and we sell them and we have to get them in a certain state and everything. Short sales, they hire us as an agent. We talk to the bank, we negotiate that.
Mm-hmm.
But a short sale, you truly have to be in distress just because the amount you're getting in rent is less than your mortgage. That's not enough to be in distress.
Mm-hmm.
They really look at that closely. If you're trying to buy it from the courthouse, that's a whole different conversation.
That's interesting. Yeah, I was wondering about
that. And I can talk to you about that. And that's really risky. You have to be a savvy investor,
mm-hmm.
to do that. And you also have to pay with cash.
Right. Oh,
that's
okay.
Cash.
Oh, I didn't realize
but
that.
But the other
yeah.
ones, I mean, you can do normal financing, mm-hmm. everything. It's a normal home sale. It just, they happen to be going in foreclosure status.
Interesting.
A short sale, the funny thing is, it's the opposite. It's a long sale. So it sometimes will take 3 to 4 months to get
oh,
it to
no
closing
kidding.
Because
wow.
of all the bank approval. When it's at foreclosure, everything's already been done.
Mm-hmm.
Like the bank has it. It's now their property. They make decisions. When it's a short sale, you still own it, but your bank is saying, hey, we will take less than what you actually owe. And there's a million decisions involved, especially
yes.
if there's several mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's 3 or 4 months.
Okay, great. Thank you for answering that question. That's really great. So someone else has just texted in. I've heard you talk about getting the home ready for sale.
I love doing this. I think this is the most impactful thing you can do to get top dollar on your home. And it takes very little effort, and we help you with that. That
mm-hmm.
is part of our power coming in there. And it's things that aren't going to cost you an arm and a leg. Like, again, the lady from yesterday, she has a really cute children's bedroom. And honestly, it's very tasteful, like this little mountain scene.
Aww.
And she's like, should I repaint this? And we said, we're like, can we wait till it's empty? We want to see it empty first,
mm-hmm.
and then we don't want you to spend money for no reason. If we think it's going to look fine, let us keep
it. You never know. That might be perfect for someone.
We don't want you guys spending money for no reason. So if you're going to be like, I'm going to completely renovate my kitchen and my bathrooms, and then I'm going to sell it. If you're a flipper, yes. But if it's your home and you don't get to enjoy it, you're not going to make much money on it. So if you put $20,000 in to get $20,000, and then you put all that time and energy, that's a loss for me. So we just look at that. But if you're going to put $5,000 in and get $15,000, that's a great deal.
Of course.
Some of the biggest things, fresh coat of paint, deep clean. If you have carpets, getting those carpets deep cleaned.
Possibly replaced.
And that's always a tough one because whoever buys it is likely going to put in some type of like hard flooring. So that's a tough one, but we always look at what's going to make it best. And then just decluttering. And we like to call it pre-packing. You're going to have to pack anyway. So let's go ahead and just do that now. And that's going to give you the most money. And I will tell you, when you walk into a home and people that just have that taste, they look like an interior designer versus a home that is just cluttered and has weird paint colors. They made the wrong choices. I personally believe there's like a 20% difference in value.
Oh, for sure.
Easily. And appraisers, I don't even know how we get them to do that because they're not supposed to do it off of, like, you know, cuteness. But they see it too, and they get wooed as well. So that makes a huge difference. And that's why a lot of these builders, these model homes, they sell so many because people fall in love with the furniture and the model home. So I do believe strongly in staging. So we'll help you stage with your own furniture. But if it's completely vacant, a lot of times if you're your goal is top dollar, and I'm going to say I think you should stage it. So staging typically costs like $2,500 to $3,000. And we have tons of resources of people that do it and everything. And again, if you can spend $3,000 and get another $20,000, do it.
Yeah.
It makes sense. And they get paid at closing. They get paid at closing. So we work with a lot of people like that. So that just it's part of our network. We have a network of so many people, and that's our goal. So we talk to you and see, like, what are your goals here? Is it just to sell quick and do the least work possible? Okay, let's at least get it cleaned.
Yes, for sure. If you just join us, we're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty. And one of the things that I was going to share with you about that, I was looking at homes a couple years ago, and I saw this really cute home online, and I thought, oh, what a great place, but they didn't have any interior shots. I thought, that's a little suspicious. So when I did go to look at it, I couldn't even open the door. It was a hoarding home, and I was just like, no thank you. But the other thing I've noticed just recently, because I still like to look, is something that they're doing now. They'll have pictures of the home with AI furniture in it. And then the picture of what it looks like without.
Yes,
that's interesting.
We do that all the time. We've been virtually staging for years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've been doing it for a long time because it allows you to see the vision. But still, when you walk in that home, so what we've even done is did printouts of the virtual staging.
So smart.
To put it in there if they don't have the staging.
It just gives you a vision. I'm not very good at that kind of stuff, but when I saw this one home, I thought the bedroom's so small. Where are you going to put the bed? And then I saw the virtual, and I thought, oh, that works really well.
Totally. So they say 95% of people don't have vision. So if you walk
in, I'm in there.
Most people are. So you walk in and you see purple walls, you're not going to be able to unsee them.
Right.
And again, the room looks really small, but with furniture in there, you go, oh my gosh, this is great.
Yeah.
So that's why I really believe in it. And that's another thing. So we're part of like Zillow Preferred. We're one of their top teams. So if you're ever thinking about buying or selling, we can send you a Zillow friend request.
Oh.
So this is good for you. So number one, you won't get spammed by all the other agents out there. If you just happen to like a home once or twice. And then if you are wanting to make a move, if you're looking at a home like 1,000 times, we'll get pinged and we'll be like, hey, do you want to go see it?
Yeah.
So it's a really great thing. So just text us at 850-378-1260. Say, hey, I want that Zillow friend request. And then we'll send it to you. And then that way we can be connected.
I've never heard of that. That is a great idea.
Yeah.
So say the process again, how you can
just
do that.
Just text us at 850-378-1260 and say, like, just text Zillow friend request. And we'll ask you for your email, and then we'll send it to you. And then a lot of people tell me, they're like, Zillow is my social media of choice. Like, that is how they go to bed. They're just, like, constantly looking and dreaming.
Oh,
like, it's
yes.
so fun.
So many dream
it's
homes
so fun to
around
go,
here.
Oh, man, like, this could be me one day. And so this is just a great way because all these websites, if you click around too much, they have people sitting there ready to call you. And that's so annoying. You're like, I don't want to hear from this person. Right. So now we can be connected to you for life and you won't get spammed.
That's fantastic. I did not know you did that. You'll
it's
be
a
getting
new thing.
A request from me soon.
It's a new thing. It's really, really cool. I love it.
Yeah, no, that's great. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leaven Reinke Realty. So what have we not talked about? We've got a few minutes left here this morning. You'd like to mention it's summertime and sales and buying, and I suspect you're busy.
Oh, I got a good thing. I got a good thing. So we just had, you know, Bertha. So if you are in the home buying process, or if you have your home for sale and you're working with another agent, now that we're in hurricane season, once there is a named storm in the Gulf, insurance companies cannot bind insurance. So that could cause delays in closing. So we need to be making sure that we are getting that insurance bound ASAP. So we do that very quickly. That doesn't mean you pay any money. You just tell your insurance guy, this is the policy I want when you're in this process.
Right.
Because it can cause unnecessary delays and drama. Because if somebody here is selling their home to maybe move to Indiana where there's not a hurricane.
Sure.
Now that home is getting delayed because the buyer here didn't have insurance bound. So you need that insurance bound in time. Because if we have a storm and we can't get insurance for 7 days or however long, that is going to really have a bad domino effect.
Yeah, I hope it wouldn't scare off the buyer.
No, it doesn't scare off the buyer. It's just delays and drama. And when there's a name storm, you don't need any more drama.
No,
you really don't.
We don't.
You don't. So,
no.
And hopefully it doesn't go anywhere near us, but that's something to just make sure you're aware of if you are in the home buying process.
Okay, well, when you first came on the show, you were talking about the Parade of Homes.
Yes.
So let's mention that again because it starts in August.
Yeah, it's August 14th. But right now you can see them in advance, which is really fun. These are some gorgeous homes, the prettiest new builds in Pensacola. And the cool thing is we have all price ranges. We have homes in the $300,000s, just to show you like what's out there as far as new construction. And then we have, you know, some like $2 million homes.
Wow.
So it's really, really fun showing you some cool new trends out there, some new features, trends I didn't even know about.
Oh.
So it's
you?
Been really fun.
You? Not I mean, know about I, the trend? I You're knew, so on top of things.
I knew about it, but I didn't realize it's got like, people are doing like different things with their countertops now. I didn't realize it's so mainstream. So
okay.
So it's getting more mainstream and just seeing how it's cool being a part of seeing how the trends explode.
So it's free if you want to go from home to home and look
around. It's free. And all that info is going to come out. But in the meantime, follow me on social media, Christina Leavenworth, either on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and you can see these homes. And I'm playing the game, guess the price.
Tell the game again.
Everybody likes the game. And the most shared home, that builder is going to win Christina's Showstopper Award. And the prize is a private dinner magic show with my amazing husband, Milan the Magician, who's really, really good.
Like, I love it.
I told one of the girls who's involved in it, she goes, I am winning. This is what I was made for. Like, he's so, so good.
Side note, he's also so, so good looking.
That doesn't hurt.
Throw that in there, ladies.
That doesn't hurt. So it'd be really fun. It'd be a great way to celebrate, you know, your home being the showstopper with a fun, you know, magic show with you and your friends.
That sounds like so much fun. Yeah. So the Parade of Homes, that starts on August 6th.
14th.
14th. Okay.
Yeah, so right
not
now
that far away now.
Yeah, so we're just doing a preview. We're doing a home a day. We're doing a home every single day. So follow me on social media. Support your local builders. It's the Home Builders Association of West Florida. Support them. It's a fun thing. It's so much fun just supporting this community.
Excellent. Talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leaven Reinke Realty. And we're in the heat of the summer, but homes are still selling.
They are. And honestly, the easiest way to get in touch with us is just to text us. You can always send me a message on social media, but sometimes like between Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, it's like, where was that one? If it's a text, it goes into our systems, our processes.
That's good to know. Yeah.
That's the best way, or an email, or just pick up the phone and call. We like talking to people.
Well, and you don't have automated systems.
No. I mean, I have automated systems with good things.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as like our processes and our transactions, but you talk to us.
Right.
When you call, you talk to us. If you called right now, someone on my team would be answering, and they are phenomenal. They are trained by me, and they'd be like, when do you want to see it? Let's go.
Okay. Look out. Christina's in the house.
Absolutely. And my goal is just to be, you know, connected with you guys, to be your first person you think of, whether you're thinking of buying or selling, or if any of your friends are, to at least have a conversation with us.
I was going to say, is it okay then to call and I'm not sure yet, or do I have to have already made the decision?
Just have a conversation with us. Like, hey, here's what we're thinking. Or, hey, my daughter's thinking about moving back. even if you're like, I have a friend, we just want to be that resource for you and have that conversation. If they have an agent they were thinking of using, just ask Christina and see. And it's always better to have several opinions. I usually find that people get the best result if you have multiple people competing for your business.
That
I just think
sense.
That is a good rule in general, just to see, to make sure you're making the right choice at the end of the day. And maybe it's not us, and that's okay. But
right.
Anyways, but the best way to reach us, 850-378-1260.
Okay, Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Great job. Great having you here this morning. Wow, I'm all excited about buying a house.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We'll be back right after the news, so stick around on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.